Oh, yes, he knows.
He will know. He hears. These things he hears, right?
He has an ear.
Okay, Rabbi Say, we're holding on the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara is quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nifritza Balaila Osha Partu Alistim. So, the what is the halacha of Nifritza Balaila Osha Partu Alistim? Yatzav Ezika? Putter. That's when you're a putter. Why are you putter? Why are you putter? Because you do what you're supposed to do. Nifritza Balaila, it was talking about Nol Kiroi, or Partua Listim, it's talking about Nol Kiroi, and you're a punter. You didn't do anything wrong. Maybe there was a coil. Either it was night, or you thought there was Listim, or there was something like that. HaKopanim Zak the Gemara. Amar Rabba, Vehu Shechotro, says Rabba, this is true, Shechotro, if the animal dug its way out. Aval loy chotra. Now the Gemara is deducing from Rabbah, but if it was a case when the animal didn't dig its way out, how did it get out? Walked out, the wolf fell down. My chayiv. You mean to tell me that you're chayiv? That's what the Gemara understood. Rabbah just said, but who's chotra? Says the Gemara, only chotra, aval loy chotra, my chayiv. Hey, chidami, what's the case? I lema bekaisel bari. If you're telling me it's a kaisel bar, it's a strong wall. Kiloi chatra mechayev. If the case is that he didn't, it didn't dig, why are you chayev? It's a strong wall. How'd the wall get down? Something strange happened, right? Because is it normal for this wall to fall? Maybe it was a ruach, sheina metzuya or something. Am I chayev? My havalele mevad. What should he have done? Where did we see the lashon my havalele mevad before? Rashi? Right in the beginning. That's the Gemara's question. So Rashi's really quoting from the Gemara. So if it was Kaisel Bari, so then why, if it's not Chatra, you Chayv? Ela beKaisel Ra'ua. We're talking about it's a shaky wall. And if it's Chatra, you're Potter. If it's not Chatra, you're Chayv. Why is not Chatra Chayv? What? Because Kaisel Ra'ua and? Because it's a pshi in the shmira. It was kaisel ruua. What happened? The wall fell down, and then you were pshaya. That's why you're chayiv. And chatra is going to be putter. Ki chatra, my putter. Tchilasay bepshiya v'sayfe ba'inesu. Honey, chamadam et chasim yisov banes putter. Chamadam et chasim yisov banes chayiv my ika lemeimar. That's the Gemara. Let's stop here, and the Gemara is going to change. Because the Gemara says, Elok, my son is because of Bari, Vafil Loichach. And the Gemara changes. Okay, but let's try to take this for the moment. What's going on? Says Rashi. Rashi says, Vahu Shechotra. Haditnan, Nifritza Balaila Putter, Kigoin Shechotra Habehema. Vihipila Hakoisel Doinasu. So, Haditna nifritza balaila putter. Kigon shechotra habehema viipilo akoizel v'dainasu. Rashi says, what's the case? Nifritza balaila. How did the animal get out? It dug underneath the wall viipilo akoizel. Well, how'd the animal get out? The wall came down, right? But not because of a ruach she'eno metsuya, but the animal was chatra and knocked down the wall. Okay, it's, I guess, similar to a ruach she'eno metsuya. It's an unexpected type of occurrence, but that's what it did.
We're not saying that ruach she'eno metsuya is anything abnormal.
We'll see. We're going to have to see how this. But when I learned the Gemara, my friends, I learned, what does chatra mean? How did you learn the Gemara when it says chatra? It dug what? Dug a tunnel underneath. And how did the animal get out?
Cow tunnel
through the tunnel.
But what's the difference of a lightning?
Hold on.
There's even more than that. We always said the whole time was saying that Rashi's once plucked a shot.
Right.
For the case, and if it's a Belilah, so he has to get the wall down. He's not really interested in how the animal got out.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's go. When I read the Gemara Chatra, I thought the Gemara meant it dug a tunnel and got out. Why is Rashi saying that the wall came tumbling down? It could be just says the Maram Shif that it's just the Lashon. The Gemara says Nifritza Balayla. Nifritza sounds like the wall got knocked down. That's the way Rashi seems to understand Nifritza. That's Pashup Shot in the world. In the word Nifritza means it got knocked down. Okay.
And your father, you can't say a Paisa Ruya. You say a Paisa Ruya. Why Balayla
can't
be possible?
Right. 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 So now let's ask a question. That why do we have to be speaking about such a case, Bechlal, of where it knocked the wall down? Why did you just say we're talking about a case where the animal dug out through the hole? Let's ask a question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah's, okay, if that's, Rashi's saying, I see from the language of the Mishnah, it's talking about, where. But if you're talking about Chatra already, why don't you just talk about simple Chatra? The animal dug its way out. Maybe. Says the Madura Basra, Marsha Madura Basra, says that maybe it's an extra chiddush. What's the extra chiddush? Because if the animal digs its way out, is there any way in the world for the owner to know about it? But if the animal knocks the wall down, is there any way? What? There's a coil. So I would think you should be chayiv kamashmon balayla because there was nifritza balayla your putter and by yoim and achanami yutaka maybe be chayiv. Okay.
Even
though there's a call. That's why we want to choose this case. And Achanan, we could have said a regular case if it just tunneled its way out.
Then you have to go in the second shot and
place this. Yeah. But, yeah.
First shot is that there is no call at night.
Yeah.
But if there was
no, there's a call and he just doesn't know about it. That's the goof of the Chiddush. The stomach yodded by Yoim. There's a coil, he just doesn't know about it. The stomach yodded, even though there's a coil. Well, you mean there's no coil, you mean the word doesn't get out, is what you mean. I got it. Yeah, that's good for the Chiddush. That's good for the Chiddush. That's good for the Chiddush. I would think that there'd be a coil, Kamashman, by Laila, there's no coil. By Yoim, is there a coil? That's what the Mishnah is telling you. Kamashman, by Laila, there's no coil. Okay. All this Rabboisai is understanding that Rashi is being motivated purely by language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nifritza Balayla, therefore we assume that it's talking about this case. But really, Rashi would be fine if it would just be a Chatra. You have the same ramifications. It's just that maybe there's an extra Chiddush of Kol or whatever it is. That's what it appears. However, in the Shita Mekubetzis that we gave out, the Shita says Rashi really is coming from somewhere else. Take a look at the Shita Mekubetzis. And he says, "Tchilasho v'pshia v'soifer ba'ainis mai ikar lameimar." Says the Shita Mekubetzis, "V'im toimar v'haloi loy bo ha'ainis machmas ha'pshia v'afilu haya koisel bari hayachol lichtar." The Pirush Rashi asked the Shita Mekubetzis a question with a hanacha. He's coming in with an assumption that tchilasho v'pshia v'soifer ba'ainis. There has to be that the oinus is machmas ha-pshia. It has to be that there's some sort of connection between the oinus and the pshia. So maybe it's koisel ra'ua. Right? We're saying it's a koisel ra'ua. And it's chatra. Is that tchilasa be-pshia v'soifer be-oinus chayiv? Says the Shita, no. No. Because what does the tunnel underneath have to do bechlal with the fact that the wall fell down? Nothing. So why should you be chayav over here? Says the Shita, Ula Pirish Rashi Nicha, Shepirish Echotra Vihipilo Hakoisel Al Yedei Chatirosa. Hari Machmas Hapshia Shayruah Baha Ines, Shem Hayabari Lohe Nafal Bechatir. What?
Why is it considered an oinus for that 7 days? Because of the fact that.
Let's just explain. Hold on to that and we get back. Otherwise, according to the way that the Shita seems to be saying in Rashi, there is a lundisha reason why Rashi has to say that it was Chatra and dug and knocked down the wall. Why does Rashi have to say that? Because we need to somehow connect the Pshia to the Oinus. We need to connect the Pshia to the Oinus. If you have Tchlas of a Pshia, and there's a Soif of Oinus, and there is nothing linking them, everyone is going to agree you're Pater. Because your Pshia didn't do anything. Let's say I'm Pesheya, right? And nothing happens. I leave all the doors open, I leave all the windows open, I leave everything, and the animal just stays put. The guy walks back and says, you are the biggest Pesheya I ever met in my life. Is he chayv or pater?
Chayv for what?
Chayv for what? Nothing to be chayv for. Says the Shita, if tchilasa bepshia has nothing to do with soifer ba'oinus, so I can't be mechayv you for the pshia. Chayv for what? Oh, because the animal had an oinus? That's nothing to do with you. So he says, therefore, Rashi has to say, when he dug, what happened? He dug and he knocked down the wall. So your pshia was, you have a weak wall over here. Says now Rashi that because when he dug, then now the animal is getting out because I dug and the wall got knocked down. Therefore, I'm going to be chayef.
Next Rashi, Chilosa Pshia says that you were Porshea Klape, the Pesichas of Dallas, and then it dug under the wall.
Yeah.
So that sounds like Rashi's.
Where are you?
Rashi, Chilosa Pshia says, the last one is Shemicha Bechamo, Pshia, he ate up Pesichas of Dallas. That's what I'm saying, Porshea Klape of Dallas. Right, and then it says it, and then it's dug under.
He specifically says it didn't fall. He specifically, the first time
they introduced it. Yeah, Rashi goes, how did I tell you? Pshia clap by one thing.
Well, you're all the way at the bottom?
He's specifically telling you that the Pshia, that the Einus didn't come from the Pshia in that case.
I feel chatsha. Okay, so wait. Chas of Pshia shenicha bechama. Upshia he ate up psichas hadalis.
Is that
mean the kama and cultivars
is.
And then it knocked down the wall.
Rashi in the beginning says, that it's going to fall. The oven the maple, it's supposed to fall. So if it binds the line, nafla ela chatra. But now it was chatra, and the chatra came because it was a kaisa ruah. It wasn't nafla, but it was chatra machmas the pshia. Now Rashi in the bottom says, chasu pshia sheinicha bechama upshia he etzel psichas hadeles. So if manish a chatra. The Gemara didn't know yet that Chatra is coming because of the fact that it was in Icha Bechama. So it's not Chasu B'Shizav of
Abayinus. What would be the Chiv Shemich Bechama? That he would knock down the wall.
Yeah, but he didn't knock down the wall.
He didn't.
So the wall came down a different way.
No, the wall
it's about the wall.
He dug it up.
No, it's Chatra. The wall didn't come down. Oh, you mean if it's Chatra means then the wall came down.
No, that's almost for sure.
But what's he saying? It depends what Rashi means.
I understand what Hertz is saying. Because I learned Rashi a little bit differently than the Rush over here, which is the way Hertz is learning. He was picking up on my language. He was saying that Lamaisa was Peshe Klapi this wall. And Lamaisa the Oinus happened. Through this wall.
Anicha Bechama?
Any case. Anicha Bechama, what happens? Is Anicha Bechama? It's Kaisel Bari. Right? Is Anicha Bechama? So you're Peshea Klape the Kaisel, even though it's a Kaisel Bari.
Psychosadalis.
That's the Klape of the wall. So it's not Kaisel Bari. So it's as if there's no Kaisel Bari here. And then the animal is Chatra. Chatra means it knocked it down. Right? Even though it's Kaisel Bari. Even though it's Kaisel Bari,
it's not a Pshia clapping the wall.
So
what we're saying is as follows.
Stam, it doesn't have to do with the wall.
Saying is as follows. Okay, let's go slowly. I'm gonna do it slowly, Rabbi. So let's try to build this. Let's look at how the Shita Mekubetzes brings Rashi, the way that Ramesh Yehuda learned Rashi, and then we're gonna learn Rashi differently. And we'll see if we're right or maybe we're wrong. What does he say? Lepirish Rashi Nicha. Shapirish Shechotra Vihipila Hakoisel Ayade Chitirasa. It hurts you, listen to the language carefully, okay? Hare Machmas Hapshia Shehoya Ru'uya Boha Oines Shimhaya Bari Lohaya Noifel Bechatira. What does he say? If it was a strong wall, it would not have fallen by being dug underneath. The way that the Shita Mekubetzes is learning is only weak walls fall when you dig underneath. Strong walls don't fall when you dig underneath. So if it's a strong wall and you dig underneath, then it's not machmas the pshia. He's learning that in Rashi. Then it's not machmas the pshia. So in the case of Enicho Bechama, where I'm pushaya, but it's a strong wall, and I'm chotra and the wall falls.
How does the wall fall?
We said the case of the wall falling in the case of
Enicho Bechama. Chotra.
Chotra changes in the
It's only going to get worse, really. It's not going to get better. If you're right, it's only worse. Because we're saying that's called chasub shis of bonus. You're saying you just dug right out and got out. So then what's the shaykh?
Because that's a pshia gabe the animal. The case of nifrit of alayla is a pshia gabe the wall.
Why is the pshia? We're talking about the case is the animal is inichi b'chama.
Right.
Now, we are assuming right now the animal's not going to dig. Assuming the animal's not going
to
dig.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Inichi b'chama, you have to assume that it will dig.
No, that's the maskana. But the hava mina chasub shis of bonus, it's going to be putter. Kamash malah, no. So we're calling this chasub shis of bonus. Because we don't know yet the animal is going to be chatra.
What's the pshia? Yeah, what's the pshia? The pshia is that you left out on the side.
Because it's going to push through the wall.
Through the wall, yeah.
The wall.
So the pshia is on the animal.
Okay, so he's saying alam de shazach, but it's not working with what the shita is saying. It's going to. The shita says the vart is. What the shita says.
So
you are a bishop.
But what's the? He's saying you need a connection between the two of them. So where's the connection? If I thought chatra's doing has nothing to do with the fact that the animal was in Yichu B'chama, so then there's no connection between the pshia and the oinus.
Right.
So that's so Rash is shver. So the way that the shita learns, he says that the wall only falls down because of the pshia. Then what's the case in the bottom? In Yichu B'chama. In Yichu B'chama, the wall isn't falling down because of your pshia. Your pshia is the animal's going to push its way out. It's a strong wall. So Hertz is saying something else. It's a different pshat in Rashi. But he's saying tchasa b'pshia seifa b'oynes only works if somehow the oynes allows your pshia to have in the end cause the damage. I was poshea klape what? Let's take the case of koisel ru'u. I was poshea klape what?
Wall.
The wall what?
Being pushed down.
The wall being pushed down. What happened in the end?
It came down.
It came down. Did it come down because of my pshia? But it came down. I was pushing a clap at this wall coming down, and the wall came down. Therefore, we hold you responsible for your pshia. I'm going to say, yeah, but the wall came down because he dug, and who would have thought he would have dug? Yeah, but your pshia happened. You were pashay clapping the wall coming down, and it came down.
That's how Rashi says, though. That's the pshia. The first Rashi, when we're talking about...
Hold on, let me finish the word. Hold on. Says Herzi, so then in the last case, you were hinichi b'chama. What was hinichi b'chama? What's the pshia? What's going to happen?
The
animal's going to do what?
Get agitated.
And then do what?
Knock the wall down, right?
Knock. So the wall came down. The vart is the same way that my pshia was. The animal was going to push its way through here. The animal pushed its way. Grated got through with an oinus. It doesn't make a difference. But my pshia, ki'ilu, that pshia came to fruition. That's the way it hurts his life.
Rashi says in the first Chilas of Pshia, it's on the fila, the oven, the miapo. That's your pshia. Your pshia was on the fact that the wall was going to fall.
Right.
The Sefer Banis, the halay nafla. It didn't fall.
Right.
Ela chatra, rather it was chatra, meaning.
Chatra v'nafla.
That's how Rashi says.
But that's what happened, right? Rashi says, who's the chatra?
Chatra is a different zach. It's not called nafla. Rashi can just say, the Sefer Banis, the ha chatra. The chatra v'nafla.
He's saying like this.
You were pesheya that it should fall on its own. It didn't fall on its own. Ela chatra v'nafla. What does chatra mean? Rashi said before. Chatra is nafla. So what do you mean? The haloi nafla ela chatra. It was nafla.
If Rashi meant that he could have wrote v'sefer ba'anes, the chatra v'nafla. What's the whole line of?
It didn't fall on its own. It didn't fall mikoyach the pshia.
Didn't. Hey, Rashi explained what chatra is already. He already said once what the case
of
chatra is.
He said chatra of enough.
Chatra is two
different things. Okay, Rabbi, so we have to see if we're going to go with the Shita's pshat in Rashi or Herzi's pshat in Rashi. Herzi's coming to answer the Rashi on the bottom. Akopanim, what we're saying here is as follows. One thing we're saying, Klor, is tchas of pshia seifa ba'inis does not mean that once I was Pesheya, doesn't make a difference what happens. I'm automatically held responsible. It has to be somehow we can connect the Pshia to the Einus. Do you see that? That's the way the Shita is learning in Rashi. He's saying, the Shita has a question. What do you mean? So I was Pesheya. But Chotra has nothing to do with it. It's lo machmas ha-Pshia, says the Shita. Yes, it is machmas ha-Pshia. Okay. Now, if that's true, so then we can ask a question. Now, we should have a very good pshat in the Gemara now. The Gemara has the question, says the Gemara. Amar Rabba, v'hu shechotra. Ask the Gemara, avaloi chotra mai chayiv hechidomi. I leima koisel bari, kilo chotra mai chayiv. Ela mai have a little mevet. Ela be koisel ru'ua. Ask the Gemara if it's koisel ru'ua. Ki chatra mai potter. Why don't we say chatra that we said is talking about not where it's chatra v'nafla, it's just chatra chatra. And then now it's no longer tchilasa v'shiasav bonus because the pshia and the bonus have nothing to do with each other. So then that would be a case when you're potter. Why don't we just zetzain? All he said was chatra. Rashi says it has to be chatra v'nafla, or else it's not chasav shisav v'bainis. Great! So change it to regular chatra, and it won't be chasav shisav v'bainis.
Maybe there's no chiddush in the Mishnah.
Say better.
The Mishnah says nifritza,
so we can't do that. We're stuck. Rabbi says chatra. Chatra has to be chatra v'nafla. Why? Because it says nifritza. So we don't have a choice but to say chatra v'nafla. The ma'isa, it's the lamdis. So now we're saying both of them. We're saying sai what the Shita says and sai what the Maram Shif says. Maram Shif says, you know why Rashi says chatra v'nafla? Because lashon nifritza. We're sticking to that. That's why the Gemara ended up doing it. But Rashi is also saying that without that, it's not chasav shisav b'bainus.
So you're saying it can't go out just with chatra?
If it goes out just with chatra, according to Rashi, you're going to be putter. If it goes out with chatra, according to Rashi, you're going to be putter. Not only does it not fit into the language of the Mishnah, of Nifritza, but you're taka going to be putter.
Because it's a random onus.
According to Rashi or according to everyone?
No, we're going to see it will work. If you take a look in the Ra'ah, you take a look. Because now it's machmas, the pshia.
But if there's a way for it to come out with just chatra,
over here it didn't dig, in other words, we're not talking where it dug a whole tunnel and then it fell and decided to go out the top and not the bottom. We're talking about all it did was dug underneath a little bit and the wall came flying down. So it never dug the tunnel. According to Rashi, there's no tunnel here.
If it did, it'll make Rashi doesn't say.
According to Rashi, in a case when it dug a tunnel underneath your putter. Oh, yeah, okay. The Ra'ah says not like Rashi. Let's see the Ra'ah inside, Rabbi is saying. The Shita Mekubetzes.
We said when we learned Lainava Fnakravi as Vizike, if anything happens. Since you were Peshe, you didn't do good Shmir, so if anything happens now, even if it was not Machmasa.
That's what I said in Shir Chloe. Yes. We have a long way to go. That's we have to get there. Okay. The Ra'ah Zal Kasa Vizela Shoinai. Aval Kaisel Ra'ua Ki Chotra Amai Potter Tchilasai Bipshia Visayfei Ba'ainishu, says the Ra'ah, Shaharei Poisheya Kishahi Nichosham, because you were Poisheya when you placed it there. ומפני שהניחה שם גם כן בו העינה שחטרה. The Ra'ah says, you were Pashaya and leaving it there. And the Oinus also came because the animal was Chatra. So the Ra'ah seems to, doesn't make Ukimta that we're talking about, that the wall came down Mikoyach, the fact that it was Chatra. What's the Ra'ah saying? The Ra'ah says that maybe the wall didn't come down. Maybe the wall didn't come down. And still, Chatra is going to be Chayiv.
What's nothing in it's a Ra'ah puzzle?
What?
What's nothing in it's a Ra'ah or a Kisabar from going under the wall?
There's no
Pashaya. It's not Tchilas of a Pashaya.
I'm going under the wall, so
right.
That doesn't matter.
It's not Tchassa B'Shia. You mean Tchassa B'Shia B'Vainis? There's more, Hetzi, but then we're going to hold that for a second. But I don't think that the Ra'ah is arguing totally on Rashi. Because look at the Ra'ah again. The Ra'ah says, Sha'arei kishepasha kishenich Hashem, u'mipnei sheinich Hashem gam kein bo ha'oine shechotro. What does the Ra'ah mean? Because I placed it there, that's why came the Chatra. What does he mean? So if you look in the Tosfos Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, he says that the Pshat and the Ra'ah is as follows. He doesn't bring the Ra'ah, but he says this thing. He says animals can't dig like deep tunnels. They can't do that. Animals can only dig out if it's not such a strong wall. If it's a weak wall, it's not so deep. I guess he's assuming weak means not so deep. Then the animal can dig a tunnel underneath. Did the wall fall? Nisht. Nisht. The wall didn't fall. But I could still blame you for the fact that the animal got out because only because it was a kaisel ru'uah was the animal able to get out.
It burrowed out.
Through the burrow, my friends. It got out through the burrow. And still it's because, I'm eating the ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, because you placed it there, the oinus came. So what's the difference between Rashi and the Ra'ah is as follows. According to Rashi, your pshia was, the wall was going to fall. What ended up happening? The wall got, didn't dig out. The wall got knocked down. He was chatra on v'nafla. So your pshia was, the wall was going to fall, and guess what? The wall fell. Didn't really fall. It got knocked down. And how could he knock down the wall? Only because it was a weak wall. That's the way Rashi learns. And the Ra'ah learns, what was your pshia? The wall was going to fall. What ended up happening? He burrowed out, but it was only possible because it was a weak wall.
Because
you placed it in front of a kaisel ru'uah. You put it there.
He's not talking about the foundation.
There's no foundations. I guess ru'uah means there's no foundation, so you're able to dig out. Yeah. It's because of ru'uah. It doesn't have. It's not deep. It doesn't have foundations.
According to the Ra'ah, it's good what we said before. It's good what we said before. Like, no, you're chayv if anything happens, because it's maybe because it's
machmaset. You know, loy no.
That's
why it's
in any case.
Because it's...
I mean,
if it's machmas, I don't know if that's... If it's not machmas. We seem to say before even if it was not machmas. So Rabbi said, I understand that perhaps there's a fundamental difference here between Rashi and the Ra'ah. Perhaps. I'm not sure. Maybe as follows. Rashi holds... You need for your pshia in the end of the day to have caused the damage has to come with the pshia. What do I mean? Your pshia was the animal was going to get out, the wall was going to get going to fall down. The wall ended up getting knocked down. So even though now I see it as the oinus is what caused the wall to get down, but because I was pshia clapping the wall getting down, so then I'm held responsible because the wall came down. Gerada, not mikoyach my pshia, the wall came down. The wall came down mikoyach ba'oynis. But it's tchilasa b'pshia v'soifa ba'oynis in the wall coming down. Therefore, you're chayiv. And the Ra'ah says something different. The Ra'ah says it has to be that somehow your pshia is what caused the animal to have gotten out. It could be it got out in a different way. You were pshia clapping and the wall falling down. In the end, the animal burrowed its way out. It's a whole different way. But the animal is only able to burrow its way out because of your pshia. Even though who would have ever thought about animals burrowing? No one. So there's no havamina bechlau that I have to be shomer klapi burrowing. But the fact is your pshia is what facilitated this hezek. So it's almost, if we're being magdir right, it's almost like the Ra'ah and Rashi saying two opposite things. According to Rashi, what we're saying is we need that the hezek has to come in the end to where your pshia is. Where was your pshia? What were you pshia concerning? The wall? Falling down or getting down. What ended up happening? The wall got down. So therefore, you have to be able to attach the two of them that way. And the Ra'ah says, no, the animal got out through burrowing. If you would have put up a kaisel, bury, and the animal would have got out through burrowing, for sure you would be punter. Why? Because who would ever think of burrowing? Burrow is a ridiculous thing for an animal to do. But otherwise it's ridiculous. But because you were pesheya, and the fact of the matter is, if you wouldn't have been pesheya, the animal wouldn't have gotten out. Therefore you're held responsible. It's an oinus. The animal will never get out through burrowing. Doesn't make a difference. The fact is this came through your pshia. My pshia is clapping the wall, falling down. Instead, the animal got out through burrowing. That's enough to connect the two of them.
Well, I don't understand that Nakuda. That what? That because, why is it connected to your pshia there?
Because Lemaise, if I would have built a strong wall with foundations, the animal wouldn't have burrowed out, correct?
I don't know.
That's what we're assuming. That's what the Ra'ah says.
It borrowed out now.
Because it's a weak wall.
That's why it borrowed out.
That's right.
How does that make sense? Why
the
animal instinct?
When it's in then animals do crazy things. Animals do crazy things with Nicha Bachama. We're not dealing with Nicha Bachama, right?
Because it's a weak wall, I borrowed out.
Yes. I'm reading the Ra. Mipnei, Gamkin Baha, right? It has no foundations. It's a weak wall, so it just digs a little bit, boom, and it gets out. Now, chatra is ridiculous. It's crazy. It's totally oinus. So I should be pater. Yeah, but if you would have put a good wall, then it never would have been chatra. But I never would have dreamed of the million years it would have been chatra. Yeah, but you should have put a strong wall so that the wall shouldn't get knocked down. Now that you put a strong wall, you're responsible for what you never would have thought of. That's the Ra's pshat. Rashi's pshat is maybe something else. Listen, you were pashay clapping the wall falling down. The wall didn't fall down, but the wall came down, and the animal pranced out exactly where your pershea was. Your chayef.
So, have you seen that Rashi would hold in that case that you're putter?
Rashi would hold in that case that you're putter, yes. Yes. That's why Rashi says it's talking about the case of chatra. Perhaps. According to the Ra'ah, the lashon of nifritza balayla is not so gishmak. Right? Why is nifritza balayla not so gishmak? According to the Ra'ah, the wall never fell. It sounds like the wall fell. It could be a nafkamina between Rashi and the Ra'ah as follows. Rabbi, so what would you say in the following case? Reuven, you ready? There's a kaisel ra'uah. What does it mean, a kaisel ra'uah?
No
foundation.
Okay, so what's
going to come down any minute.
How would it come down? Ruach Metsuya. All right, let's use the Ruach Metsuya for a second. The wall is going to come down on a Ruach Metsuya. Okay? You're a Peshaya already. You're a Peshaya. You're ready. And then comes a Ruach She'eno Metsuya and knocks the wall down and the animal gets out. Are you Chayev or Pater? Tchilaso b'pshia. Tchilaso b'pshia. B'sleif ha'ba'inus. Because the Ruach She'eno Metsuya comes and knocks down the wall.
According to Rashi, be Chayev. Because your end point onus was what you were Peshaya. You were Peshaya clapping the wall, you had an onus. You were Peshaya clapping the wall, you had an onus by the wall. That's what we said, Rashiel, right?
Let's do it again. Let's do it again. There's a Kaisel Ruach. I'm Pesheya. And then comes Ruach She'eno Metsuya and knocks down the wall, the house, the whole condominium, the whole everything. The whole city is now underwater. Right? Forget it. Out. Am I chayv or pater?
An onus happened to your pesher.
Say there is a roof. Would say which one taken down. You'd be chayv for.
If it dug
I would like to suggest that according to Rashi, you would be chayiv, and according to the Ra'ah, you'd be pater.
According
to Rashi, you'd be chayiv, because I was pshia clapping the wall coming down. The walls came down. So in my pshia, there it was. It happened.
But in Rashi's case, why did the wall come down?
It doesn't matter.
Right. There was an oinus that happened that brought the wall down.
Let's say a hurricane is not because of the animal.
Oh, okay. So that depends on the meter if you go like the shita or not. I was saying that it's not mikoyach that. But if you go like the shita, then you're right. I was saying all Rashi cares about is my pshia ended up with the damage happened through the pshia, not machmas the pshia, but through the pshia. The Ra'ah says it has to be somehow you could blame my pshia for the hezek. Can I blame my pshia for the hezek right here? No, even if I would have locked it with the biggest wall possible, this wall's coming down when a Ruach Sheinah Metzuya. There's a hurricane going on. The wall's down, gone, finished. I grado as Peshea. It has nothing to do with me, this Hezek. You cannot blame me. It's not because I was Peshea that this wall came down. This wall would have come down anyway. I'm Potter.
But even according to Rashi, it has to be that the Peshea comes machmas the animal. If somebody comes and knocks down your wall, that's
right.
Your problem?
If it was a chasu epshia, let's say, I would suggest the following thing. I have a weak wall, and the wall is going to fall anyway, and someone comes knock down the wall, I'm going to be chayv. Chasu epshia, sefer
vayinus. But even if you have the strongest wall,
no, Rashi. Going to Rashi only. Only going to Rashi. That's the same thing as Ruach Sheinah Metzuya. That's basically the same case. That's what I like to suggest. I'm not sure, because the Shita seems to maybe say not like that, but that would answer the Rashi at the bottom. I just want to go on with the following thing. There's a third shita. The third shita is the shita of the Me'iri. The Me'iri seems to say that if you hold chilasa of shia sofman as chayiv, even if it's chotra and has nothing to do with the wall, you're going to be chayiv. He holds the chatra isn't causing the wall to fall. He holds that it's not because of that kosher or that it could be chatra. It's simple case, like the Gemara. The Gemara is it's a weak wall and it decided to dig under the wall. You're chayiv anyway. And who says there has to be a connection between the two of them?
It's not a rule that has to be machmas
habshia. There's no Gemara that makes that rule. The Rishonim make assumptions in that rule. Adarabba. The Tosfos Talmud Rabbeinu Tam starts over here and says, From our Gemara I see that there doesn't have to be a connection between the Pshia and the Oinus. That's the Tosfos Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says. You don't need a connection. Maybe there is a connection, and he starts saying maybe because it's only Chatra, because the foundations are weak, and then why? But he starts off, who said? From our Gemara I see no connection. So according to the Meiri, it sounds like the Meiri is saying, your Peshea, you're done. Anything happens, you're chayef. Period. That's what it sounds like. In other words, what would happen in the following case? There's a kosel ra'uah. And lightning strikes. And the animal's dead. Hold on, let's go slowly. Rashi.
Rashi.
For sure, Pater. Ra'uah. For sure, Pater. According to the Meiri. It sounds like from the Meiri you're going to be chayef.
What's the case?
Your koisel ra'ua and lightning strikes.
Someone else's field.
It strikes the animal. The animal's dead. It's koisel ra'ua and the lightning strikes the animal. Not lightning strikes the what?
It's my own animal?
As a koisel.
No, it hits the wall.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying is the whole time we're talking about the wall.
It hits the ground into the animal.
Don't be so technical on me. I don't know. Yeah.
Hits the wall, Rashi would say that you're fine.
No, it's the wall.
Lightning hits the wall, and then the animal.
No, because the whole entire time, what are we talking about? Chayav?
Lightning hits the wall, and the animal goes out. You can do it that way. No, that may not.
No,
Rashi
would be chayav.
No.
Yes, because
Rashi would be chayav. Going to Rashi would be chayav.
Right. We're talking about
right. One side of the field, there's no wall. Has it go out, okay, he ends up going to the side where there's a wall some crazy way.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if that's... Yeah.
A tornado.
A crane comes, a big...
Rabbi said, what I want to say is as follows. I think maybe even according to the Meiri. There needs to be that at least some sort of connection between the pshia and the oinus. What I mean is as follows. That I was pshia klape, the animal getting out. The animal got out. How'd the animal get out? Through an oinus, but it's the same result as what my pshia was. Was it machmas the pshia? Was it not machmas the pshia? But what happens if the animal does damage inside the pen? I'm chayv on that also. Or damage happens inside the pen. It's chesed pshia, and then like it's like you're chayv for anything that happens now, anything. Or it has to be that somehow that whatever.
How is that less relevant?
What do you mean?
You know, if it gets out in a way that's completely unconnected to what you pshia, and you're still chayv. So
because I was pshia klapi getting out, so if my pshia would have continued, that would have I would have been chayv. It didn't continue; it happened in a different way. But at least what I was pshia klapi happened. But over here, if some damage happens inside, that's nothing to do with my pshia. Even the Miri holds has to have some sort of shaykhus to the pshia.
So the part of inside is that it's.
Totally disconnected to my pshia.
And the fact that it has a cure has nothing to do with your lack of shmira.
Yeah, nothing to do with it. If it was somehow my pshia was the animal was going to get out. Grata, the animal got out that way. The animal got out that way. But the animal got out. I was pshia klap the animal getting out. Maybe it's not muchach. Maybe the mirror holds your chayiv. Maybe the mirror holds once you're pshia, you're chayiv for anything that happens under any circumstances. You're chayiv. It might depend, Rabbi say, on how to understand what the chiyuv when a person's mama is mazik. It might depend on that. Well, we were suggesting maybe Pshat and the Meiri. Well, it might depend on, okay, I don't know if it's only over here. Is that, why is a person chayv when his mom and his mom? This is the big chakir, which we're really going to get into it in the first parak. I didn't want to touch it too much, but we'll talk about it a little bit here. Why are you chayv when your mom and his mom? You have an animal, and your animal does damage. So you feel very bad about it, obviously. But why do you have to pay?
You are pshat.
What's the gzeres hakasif? So the pasuk says makom behem yishamen or whatever it is, you have to pay. Why?
Pshia, you yourself, like you are a pshia.
So one pshat is because you are a pshia. This is called the hakir of Rabbi Zalman. It's not. There's other people that discuss it, but Rabbi Zalman, he got the tag because he made it. He made it famous. Is it pshia in your shmira? So the machayev is your pshia.
Or you have to watch it.
Is the mechayev your pshia and your shmira? That would be the same thing. Yeah. Or, listen, if your child makes a mess, you got to clean it up or you got to fix it. Your animal makes a mess, you got to clean it. You don't want to pay? No problem. What should you do? If you don't want you don't want to keep paying because your animal damages,
watch it.
Lock it in your basement or something like that. So it's not the shmira, it's the mechayev. It's the shmira is what's going to get you out of being chayiv. But what's the machayiv? Your mamain. I'm going to call your mamain. You call your mamain. Question of the Rambam is, call nefesh chaya, shibishusam, shizik, chayiv, shireim, and moino hizik. Your mamain's mazik, period. Someone's mazik, I have to pay. Well, I mean, someone's got to take responsibility for it. I take responsibility for my kids, I take responsibility for my money.
I thought you're not chayiv, your kid does damage.
I'm using it as a mashal. An afkamina is as follows. Is the shmira the machayev? The pshia and the shmira is the machayev? Or the shmira is going to get you out of being chayev? Let's say I don't do such a good shmira. I don't do such a good shmira. And the animal damages. But it's not because I did such a bad shmira. I didn't do such a good shmira that the animal damaged. I was chasav shia soif abonis. So if it's mamon amazik, you understand, listen. You can't tell me you did a good job. You did a lousy job. And your animal damaged. You're chayev. It wasn't because of my lousy job that the animal damaged. That's true, but the mechayiv is your animal damaged. Don't start crying to me, what do you want from me? I did such a good job. You did a lousy job watching. Grada, it wasn't because of the fact that you were pashay, the animal was mazik. Doesn't make a difference. Memoina is it, you're going to be chayiv. Yeah. But if you say that your pshia and the shmir is mechayiv you, so if I was Pashaya, grata, but the no hezek came from my pshia, and something else happened, that's not my pshia that caused the hezek. Why do you want it for me? Because the animal damage, that wasn't me. I was Pashaya over here, not over there. You have to somehow attach my pshia to the oinus. You can't attach my pshia to the oinus. So then I'm going to be potter. Rabbi Zalman's chakira. It's the Velt chakira, Beis Hashem, Baba Kama, first parak, Hertzi. Next man. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Megein Vaita. These are the different stadim over here. Zokt Rashi Vaita. Avaloi Chotra Elame Atzma Nafla. Tchasav Shia Eitzel Nafila Da'avid Lameipel. So when it's Tahaloi Nafla Ela Chotra. Says Rashi Hani Cholamanda Amar Pluktihi Besayif Hamafki Treilish Nidashasali B'Darab Yais. Ela Masnisa Makoisel Baria. So it says the Gemara Vaita. Ela. No. Masnisan is talking about Kaisel Bari. Vafilu loy chatra. That you're potter. V'chi itmar di rabba aseifa itmar. Rabba said that thing, he's talking about the seifa. It says, hinicho b'chamo isha masu l'cheir shatav akon, v'yotze v'zika chayiv. Amar rabba, v'afilu chatra. Even chatra is going to be chayiv. That's kula pshiahi. Why? Because in Icha Bechama, the animal broke out because it was very hot. It busted out. It's kula pshi. And I feel chatra nami. Now, everybody said, be careful. Let's pay attention to detail. Case of chatra, in Icha Bechama, the animal could have done what? Busted out. It didn't. What did it do? Chatra. I might think that's called Chilasa B'Shia, Seifa B'Aynes. What does that mean? What does the Gemara mean? And therefore, should be Pater according to one man. Where is the man of Chilasa B'Shia, Chayiv? You should be Chayiv. But Maratayma, this is called Chilasa B'Shia, Seifa B'Aynes. And you're going to be Pater.
We don't
even
need
it.
No, and you're going to be Chayiv.
What? Kamash Malan, the Kula Pshia Hi. That's also called a Pshia. My time up. Damale made a yoda, the Kivan the Shavke Bechama called Tatsuki Islam ever of the Naka. Comes out, Rabbis. The Gemara is saying, Hinicha Bechama. Before we knew that the Chatra is happening because of the Chama, before we knew that, and it's a Kaisel Bari, and the animal is Chatra. What are we calling that? Time out. Is that Oynes Ba Machmas Apshia? No? It's Kaisel Bari. What?
That's Tosis. And I'm asking, Tosis' question is that, what's the deal? Why is it
Chilasa
B'Pshia?
What do we think was
going to
knock down the wall?
What? I thought it was going to knock down the wall. But it didn't knock down the wall. It was Chatra.
Yeah. Have a nice day. No, but over here, what? What's the B'Pshia?
We didn't know that yet. That's the Gemara's Maskana, it's Machmas L'Chama. The Havamina was that Chama's not going to get it to knock down the wall. So I was Pesheya because the animal was going to knock out. But instead, the animal was Chatra. That's not Chasa yourself, by this. The Rishayim speak about this, Rabbi Zay. Rishayim's Kasha.
It's not critical.
But over here, what's your shmir?
If you say, for sure, not according to the Ra'ah, right? Because Meiri, according to the Meiri, it's not shmir b'chalal.
That's what Tosis' whole
question. Yeah, yeah,
Rabbi, over here, that's what I was saying, the shmir over here is that it shouldn't be in the Chama. The shmir isn't that you should do a stronger wall. It's not like it's a Kaisel Ruah and you need to do a Kaisel Bari.
Uh-huh.
Your shmir right now is to get the animal out of the Chama.
Therefore what?
And therefore, you're actually saying that Shia...
But your pshia is not going to cause the animal to be chatra at this moment. So whatever your pshia is the animal going to be chatra?
Yes.
No. That's the Kamash Milan. No.
Even if not, no. But your
it's oinus. Your oinus kape chatra. The animal will not do that.
But where is your pshia? On the wall or on the animal?
So what? But what difference does it make? Was I pshia kape chatra?
Yes. So it's all the animal does. When
the animal's not a watch animal.
You're saying this animal could do anything.
No, that's the maskan of the Gemara. And the Havamina of the Gemara not.
Okay, but even in the Havamina, there's clearly some sort of pshia of leaving it in the Chama.
Klape getting out, not kape chatra. So that's not...
Why is it
you have a bari. Why is it,
why is it
not...
Because it's
Hanicha
B'Chama.
What's a
bari? Because even when you're Hanicha B'Chama, it's normal for animals to get out of their hat. They're going to push hard.
You're supposed to expect it to push over.
Yes. Yeah. That's what Rishayim said.
What do we want
the guy to do? 100% you're right. We want it to get it out of the Chama. Mask him. But the fact is, Do we expect this animal now to go dig? Is this oinus klape digging? No. The Gemara says chilasa mepshia v'saifai ba'oinus. We don't expect it to happen. And your pshia didn't cause it to happen. When it was koisol ru'ua, we said the pshia caused it to happen. The Gemara didn't know yet that hot animals dig. The Gemara thinks hot animals don't dig.
What do they do?
They bang against walls.
And they're going to knock down a kusel bari?
Yes.
Okay, so we expect to get out in an unnatural way.
That's how Shia. You think it's going to knock down a kusel bari? Why is it Shia? Because you left it in Thomas, you have to expect to make an even better wall? What are you supposed to do?
So that's what you're saying. That's Toysis' kasha. Toysis' kasha is, why don't you say Nichu Bechama in like the best wall ever? Why are we saying it's Tchlas of Shia? So if you're buying this, if it's Nichu Bechama, it's not even Tchlas of Shia. If it's
Tchlas of Shia.
But why?
It is somehow or another you got out. It doesn't make a difference how we got out.
Yeah, but we said you're only chayiv if somehow we can connect the oinus that happens afterwards
connected.
To the pshia.
What?
How's it connected?
The pshia is the what? That's going to break through a kaiso bar?
Yeah.
It's going to do anything.
So that means
pshia
it's is
expected
the
to break through something that you usually
but not
guarded.
Chatra.
No, it's that's the same thing. Something that wouldn't usually guard it.
No,
so
that's
that
the Gemara's
really
teretz. Listen to the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara says, Kamash Malon, that even chatra it's going to do. Our havamina was, we didn't think it would be chatra. Chatra is abnormal. And animals are angry, they bang. That's what they do. They'll bang open the doors. They'll knock the doors open. This is what Rishonim say. Take a look at Toys Rabbeinu Peretz. That's normal. Animals going to bang open doors. That's what it's going to do. It's not going to dig. We never think animals are going to dig. Kamash Malan, the animals even do something crazy like dig. I never saw sheep dig. I don't know. You saw sheep dig? I guess sheep don't usually dig. It's strange.
Yeah,
even when
according to Rashi, for breaking the wall, then that's cool for the what the Kamash Malan is. It's coming from
the well, we said before, then Klapi Rashi will be okay. But the Ra'ah is going to be a problem, right? You said before, but then the Ra'ah is only a problem according to the Ra'ah. So in Echanami, the Tosis Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. He makes a little doichik in the Gemara, and he says the Gemara doesn't mean according to the man d'amar tchasu v'shisof ba'inus. It means according to everyone, even according to the man tchasu v'shisof, this is chayiv. Over here, you're going to be potter because of this, and it's the chayra muchach that way in the Rambam also, because according to the way we come out in the Gemara, what would you say, my friends? What would you say based on our Gemara? If you hold tchilasai b'pshia b'soifai ba'inus is chayiv. And it's inicha b'chama. The animal gets out of Yechayv or Pater.
Havamina.
Tchilasa b'pshia. Seifa b'oynes. Chayiv. And inicha b'chama.
Chayiv.
What? Chatra. Chatra. Tchilasa b'pshia. Seifa, according to our Gemara. Tchilasa b'pshia. Seifa b'oynes. Chayiv. Inicha b'chama and chatra. Yechayv. I'm looking at the Gemara. I'm just reading the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Hinicha b'chama v'afilu chatra. Loi mi b'hecha de lo chatra duchu l'pshia yel afilu chatra. Ma'u de teima hava li tchassu v'shizov b'ayinahes. I might think it's tchassu v'shizov b'ayinahes and therefore you'd be putter according to the man d'armah tchassu v'shizov putter. Kamash malan that you're chayiv. But according to the man tchassu v'shizov b'ayinahes is chayiv. For sure you're chayiv. Because you're p'shea klape. Hinicha b'chama, and the animal got out, so you're going to be chayiv. But if that's true, if you're tchassim shi sobanis is chayiv, do you have to tell me this kamash malon, the kula pshia hi? No, you don't need that. All you have to say is tchassim pshia sobanis chayiv.
That's why Tosis has the kashma.
Right. But the Rambam paskin tchassim pshia v'soifa ba'oines is chayiv. And still the Rambam has to say this whole thing about kol tatz tiki deika lemevad. Why does Rambam say that for?
Because that's why it's a pshia machmas
achama. Because that's why it's a pshia machmas achama. Without that, you're going to be putter. Even according to the man, it's chasim yourself from the sechayiv. Here, Rabbi said, we're going to have to chazis. It's a good thing we're going to have a lot of time to chazis.